Good afternoon, Scott Sproul. This is Daniel Marshall from LJ Georgia. Going to be judging Drum Major this afternoon. Looking forward to your performance. You guys are getting set up, so as soon as you're ready, I'll be back with you. I want to wish you the best of luck. All right, good salute. Thank you for keeping it short. And here we go. Okay, first of all, posture is good. Conducting pattern is not bad at all. I will say, though, let's be aware of the texture at the beginning and also the dynamic level. There's not a lot happening as far as texture is concerned, so we could be even smaller. But we've got good cues so far. We know exactly what's going on. All right, so we could be a little bit bigger here now that we're a good forte, and also it's a little more intensity with our conducting, but it's clean, and I appreciate that. Good cue on three, good crescendo, and yeah, well done. Okay, we just had a 12 count crescendo. I would not do it until the very last four counts because, number one, it's just very slow, so it's ineffective. And the second thing is you got to the top and just kind of just hung out there, and we don't want to do that. Get that cue. Okay, two things on the day crescendo. Number one, three things. Number one, start higher. Number two, I should not see any beat within your day crescendo. And number three, take your time. Little bit of phasing issues. Make sure we know right where the bass drums are, because I believe they're the only ones playing during that section. Okay, consider maybe one hand here, or just be smaller. Not a lot of texture going on. Again, don't do a crescendo more than four counts. It just doesn't work. I really like the stop time. Could you be more articulate on your ictus? So hit your ictus and then get off of it, but more articulate would be helpful. Consider, I would probably add a sustain at the end before the release. And if you do add that sustain, make sure it doesn't move, freeze it. Okay, you have great conducting pattern. The pattern itself is good. I need a wrist flick every time you hit the ictus, and you may be doing a small one. I just can't see it from up here. And that what that's going to do is articulate your pattern and give it a little extra energy. Okay, let's talk about legato conducting. You basically what you're doing at this moment is you're doing a slow marcato, which is not legato, okay? You've got to let your wrist lead and let your fingers follow. And legato conducting has tension in it, which is basically where you're pulling something heavy, and that's what creates the magic of legato conducting. Excellent tempo change. Get those cues and releases and phrases, decrescendo into the next phrase. Good cue. Leave the cue for one count. It's very quick and abrupt. Get that cue there on the soli. Good crescendo. Yeah, when you have a four count crescendo, it's fine. It's when you have crescendos that are longer than that, it just doesn't work. Yeah, that's a really, really great 2-4 pattern. To take that to the next level, we need to stretch and add the tension in that we talked about just a minute ago, but it's very good. Good release. Solo cue. Okay, let's be more definite on that. So you cue the entrance on the last note, move, and then more definite on the release. It's very undefined. Yeah, this is a great pattern size. No bigger. Good job maxing your texture. You could even go to one hand here, because you've got a solo in the front, you've got a cover in the back with really just low brass, and I believe maybe mellophones, baritone, trombone entered. Cue that. Yeah, your texture is still not large, but you change dynamic pattern size. Don't do that. Keep it slow, or keep it small, not slow. Get that cue. I agree with stop time here. I don't know what that was. Get that release back into the cue. All right, so all those staccato quarters, I would do a literal stop time where it's down, in, out, up, and you stop every count. Emphasize what's happening musically on the field. So you've got a elongated melody happening with. Okay, so we had this very soft moment into this double forte moment, but our pattern size didn't change. Consider going to one hand, or make it really, really, really small, and then you're really large here. And we need more intensity. Get that cue. It looks like you want to do a sustain, but then you changed it. Yeah, same thing there on the staccato quarters. Stop time, literal stop time into the release. Take your time on that release and don't rush it, okay? Listen, you got some really great things going on. The basics are very good. We just need to fix some details, and it's going to take you to the next level. Really enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your season.